House Republicans set another fundraising record in July. By Jacob Bliss on August 12, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced their record-setting fundraising numbers as they build a war chest to regain the House majority during the midterms. The NRCC raised $7 million in their off-year July fundraising, which the committee says is a record. This means the committee has raised $86.30 in 2020 thus far, which is more than the total raised by the committee in 2019. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, chair of the NRCC, said in a statement, "Republicans are ready to fire Nancy Pelosi and stop Democrats' socialist agenda. The NRCC's record-breaking fundraising will give us the resources we need to expand the battlefield and win all over the country." The NRCC said, "At this current point in the campaign cycle in 2019, they were only about to raise $48.6 million, according to Fox Business. So far this year, the NRCC has been able to put up impressive record-breaking fundraising numbers for 5 months straight. After 6 months of fundraising, the NRCC announced they had $55 million cash on hand last month compared to its Democrat counterpart, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, with only $44 million in cash on hand. That showed that at the end of the six-month mark, the NRCC had more than $11 million in the bank more than a year out from the election. The Democrat counterpart has yet to announce their fundraising total for the month of July yet. The Republicans, while putting up strong fundraising numbers, are looking to take back to the House in the midterms, targeting over 50 House Democrats in hopes to regain control by only needing to flip less than half of them. So far, there have already been 8 Democrats who decided to call it quits on the House by either retiring or running for higher office. The most recent blow to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was embattled Democrat Representative Ron Kind, Y, who announced his retirement instead of facing a tough re-election. The Speaker herself is even rumored to be retiring.